tell me your name here, sir, first.
Clay Smith. I'm known as Beanie.
All right, Beanie, you have done one awesome job today getting us around to these different stops. What do you think about having a group of agricultural journalists and taking them around to these distilleries and breweries?
It's been very enlightening because I kind of know what you all do. You take a lot of pictures and drink a lot of beer.
Those things, do they go together, do you think?
As long as the pictures don't get out, everything should be just fine.
We're driving through some beautiful countryside here today. Just for people who aren't familiar, what's so exciting about the Kentucky bluegrass region?
Well, as you've seen, the horse farms are absolutely beautiful. Actually, you saw the King of Dubai's horse farm as we went through. The barns are worth millions. And as I said earlier, they talk about horses are treated better than people, and I've never heard anybody deny that. So it's just a beautiful area, just the rolling fields with the black and the white fences and the horses running through the pastures. It's just a beautiful area.
Well, I'm assuming that you would probably have a pretty good gauge for this. Business pretty good for these horse farms right now?
Well, in this area, where they actually make their money is the breeding of the horses, because in the spring in Keeneland, they have the horse sales, and some of these horses have never been, they've never raced at all. They're yearlings, and they bid millions of dollars on these horses. And they go by the bloodline. If their parents or grandparents have been good runners on the track, then typically they'll go for $900 to up to $2 million.
And so people are coming from all over the world here. Obviously, you mentioned the King of Dubai. We've got a big international contingent that comes here.
Absolutely. At the Keeneland Airport, Bluegrass Field, during the Keeneland sales, you see airplanes from all over the world that actually line up that these horses fly around in.
Have you taken any international? Well, we've got some international visitors here today from Mali, but have you taken international groups around on your bus tours?
For years, I have been. I'm very fortunate. I drive people all over the world in this area and basically all over the United States.
Well, we want to thank you very much, Beanie, for doing a great job in getting us from place to place safely. Chuck Zimmerman reporting.